This has been a very important conference because it brought together the foreign ministers and the defense ministers from the coalition to degrade and defeat ISIL. And our big message to the conference was that we urgently need funding and financial support in order to prepare for the Mosul humanitarian operation. Everybody knows that the battle for Mosul is about to begin. We need to procure tents. We need to pre-position them. We need to pre-position sanitation equipment and food. All kinds of things have to be done, and we just can't do them because we don't have the resources we need.
Let's talk about the expected operation in Mosul. How many people are you expecting to affect, and how well are you prepared?
To be frank, we don't know how many people are going to be impacted because it will depend upon how the military campaign goes. If there's limited destruction and very few people are displaced, then the size of the operation will be much smaller. But in a worst-case scenario, there could be as many as 1.2 or 1.5 million civilians who are impacted. If the city is destroyed and they're forced to flee and they can't return for up to a year, the cost of that operation alone could be close to $2 billion. We won't know what's necessary fully for Mosul until we know what happens during the military campaign. But having said that, there are things that we can do and have to do to be ready. And that's why we ask the international community to stand in solidarity with the people of Iraq and provide the financing that's needed.
You're seeking $284 million ahead of the operation. Is this money just to prepare for the Mosul operation?
Yes, it is. That's just what we need to prepare. What we will need for the operation itself will depend upon what happens during that military campaign. The $284 million is what we need to get ready.
How was the response from the officials that you met in D.C. concerning the crisis? Any actual promises to help?
Well, many of the countries recognize the important role that Iraq is playing. The Iraq military is pushing Daesh away. They're expelling them from countless areas. They've expelled them from Ramadi. They've expelled them from Fallujah. They've expelled them from the base west of Kiara. They're making huge progress, and everyone is deeply appreciative of that. The donors also know that they need to help the Iraqi people. It's the civilians who are bearing the brunt. They're carrying the burden of the operation, and everyone knows that. So many donors stepped forward and said, it's our responsibility to help. We're going to provide funding. What we're doing now is trying to confirm exactly which monies are going in which direction, and to see whether or not there still are gaps. We hope there aren't. We hope that the pledges that have been made come quickly and that they're sufficient so that we can do what we have to do to be ready.
Is there any kind of coordination between the UN and Iraqi officials before the expected Iraqi operation? Are they taking into consideration the impact beyond the military gains?
Oh, absolutely. And there's very close coordination with the Iraqi government. The government leads the operation, and there's no question about that. And they are in very close contact with us about the way in which their planning is going and how they can work with us to ensure that people get the aid that they need. I would consider the coordination to be exemplary. I think we also have to be aware, though, that many of the factors that will impact the humanitarian operation are outside the control of all of us. We don't know what Daesh is going to be doing in Mosul. For example, if they booby-trap the city, if they plant IEDs all over, that's going to have a huge impact on civilians. Now, one of the things that's been very important about the way that the Iraqi security forces have been fighting is at the top of their priority is the protection of civilians. We saw this in a number of their operations, and, of course, that's very important because it mitigates the terrible impact that wars can have on civilians. That's important, and we appreciate hugely the efforts that the Iraqi military is making.